The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Welcome and good morning to this Pentecost Sunday. Welcome to all those who are joining us in person, and a big welcome to all those joining us online. And it is good that we are here together, and together we will experience God in word and in sacrament and in the presence of each other. Today is Pentecost Sunday. It's one of the three big feast days of our faith, a day when we remember that the Spirit is amongst us and with us, a day of return and renewal in the Spirit. And so as I wrote in my words of the week, we are returning a tradition of this church, our Bible into our pew, or our pew, the Bible into our lectern. And I want you to think of this as a symbol. And remember those symbols of being gathered around a story, perhaps a parent or a teacher read you a story. Perhaps you read a story to a group. And we are gathered by this story and around this story of God's unfolding love and reconciliation in and redemption to us. And that is symbolized by this book. And yes, it was removed for COVID for good reason. But now we are turning this symbol into our midst as we remember what today is all about. And as we prepare today, let us begin worship with the words in our bulletin. Alleluia. Come, Holy Spirit.
Holy Spirit, come.
Blessed be the Holy Trinity, one God, the fountain of living water, the rock that gave us birth, our light and our salvation.
Amen.
We gather today a little bit differently because we are gathering around a story. And please stand if you are able, and if you are not able, know that the church stands with and for you. But we gather today around a story that when the day of Pentecost had come, they were all together in one place. And suddenly, from heaven, there came a sound like the rush of a violent wind. And it filled the entire house where they were sitting. Divided tongues of fire appeared amongst them, and a tongue rested on each of them. And all of them were filled with the Holy Spirit, and they began to speak in other languages as the Holy Spirit gave them the ability. Now, there were devout Jews from every people under the heaven living in Jerusalem. And at this sound, the crowd gathered and was bewildered because each one of them heard them speaking in their own native language. And amazed and astonished, they asked,
"Are not all these who are speaking Galileans? And how is it that we hear, each of us, in our own native language? Parthians, Medes, Elamites, and residents of Mesopotamia, Judea, and Cappadocia, Pontus and Asia, Phrygia and Pamphylia, Egypt and parts of Libya belonging to Cyrene, and visitors from Rome, both Jews and proselytes, Cretans and Arabs. In our own languages, we hear them speaking about God's deeds of power."
And all were amazed and perplexed, saying one to one another.
What does this mean? Are they filled with new wine?
But Peter, standing with the 11, raised his voice and addressed them.
Fellow Jews and all who live in Jerusalem, let this be known to you and listen to what I say. Indeed, we are not drunk, as you suppose, for it is only 9 o'clock in the morning. No, this is what was spoken through the prophet Joel.
In the last days it will be, God declares, that I will pour out my spirit upon all flesh, and your sons and your daughters shall prophesy, and your young men shall see visions, and your old men shall dream dreams. Even upon my slaves, both men and women, in those days I will pour out my spirit, and they shall prophesy. And I will show portents in the heaven above, and signs on the earth below, blood and fire and smoky mist. The sun shall be turned to darkness, and the moon to blood. Before the coming of the Lord's great and glorious day, then everyone who calls on the name of the Lord shall be saved.
Let us pray for the coming of the Spirit. Come, Holy Spirit.
Come as holy fire and burn in us.
Come as holy wind and cleanse us within.
Come as holy light and lead us in the night.
Come as holy truth and dispel our ignorance.
Come as holy power and enable our weakness.
Come as holy life and dwell in us.
Convict us, convert us, consecrate us.
Until we are set free from the service of ourselves.
To be your servants to the world.
May this light remind us of your life in us and around us. And we pray that you come into this space that you already are, and fill us with faith, hope, and love.
Amen.
You may be seated.
Thank you.
of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all.
And also with you.
In peace, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace from above and for our salvation, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For the peace of the whole world, for the well-being of the Church of God, and for the unity of all, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
For this holy house, and for all who hear their worship and praise, let us pray to the Lord.
Lord, have mercy.
Help, save, comfort, and defend us, gracious Lord.
Let us pray. O God, on this day, you open the hearts of your faithful people by sending into us your Holy Spirit.
Direct us by the light of that Spirit, that we may have right judgment in all things, and rejoice at all times in your peace, through Jesus Christ, your Son, lives and reigns with you and the Holy Spirit.
O God, now and forever. Amen. Now I invite our children to come forward for a children's message. He's walking. What did you hear in our stories this morning? Did you hear about flame coming above everybody? What do you think that's about? You don't know. That's fair enough. But have you ever, do you know this song called This Little Light of Mine? What's that song about?
A light.
A light. And you're that light, right? This little light of mine. I'm that light. And what are you a light of? Exactly.
Love.
Yes, love. Light. Light is a symbol of God's presence. And that light in you is a symbol that God is with you. And we read about flames of fire. And so I have an illustration about fire. So they pray, Holy Spirit, and there's fire. Does that look like fire?
No.
No, what does it look like?
A pencil.
Oh, I know, but you see it here. Does it look like fire yet? Or is it more like a spark? It's more like a spark, you're right. We need to make a fire here. So here, I'll give you eat some fire. Here, take some fire. Oops, I dropped one. Take some fire. There you go. Oh, we got it. All right, so together we're going to be a fire because we're going to say, come, Holy Spirit, and then we'll be a fire, okay? So come, Holy Spirit. Yes. Does that look like a fire yet?
No.
No. You're right. It doesn't.
It looks like a burst of flame.
It looks like a burst of flame. You're right. So I need your help. We got to distribute this to everybody. So come on. Come on. I know, girl. Come here. Go start. Careful that you don't rip. So go give everyone some fire. Okay, come here, Kevin. Okay, you got some. Okay, here we go. Everyone, you're all been volunteered. Yeah, here. Just take this. Well, Charlie can stay. Yeah. Make sure our greeters have them too. Our greeters, get them to our greeters. Okay, do our greeters have them? Make sure our greeters at the table.
Yeah.
We're almost there. So if the service goes late, you know why. It wasn't the sermon. Okay. All right. So now, children, while we do this, you got to look out and we'll have to see. So again, the word is come Holy Spirit, right? So come Holy Spirit. Look at that. Now we got fire. Okay. Now, but here's the neat thing about this. Each one of us is a flame of God with the light of God. And together as a church, we are fire. All of us together make up this brilliance, which is the flame of God in our midst. Amen. So let's pray. We're never going to pray. Okay. All right. And the count of three for our visitors, we're going to clap and bring our hands together as we're praying. One, two, three. And repeat after me. Dear God.
Dear God.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for loving us.
Thank you for one another.
Thank you for one another.
Thank you for the Spirit.
Thank you for the Spirit.
Amen.
Amen.
You guys are dismissed for Sunday school.
The psalm for today is Psalm 104. How manifold are your
Our second reading is from 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Hear now the word. No one can say Jesus is Lord except by the Holy Spirit. Now there are varieties of gifts, but the same Spirit. And there are varieties of services, but the same Lord. And there are varieties of activities, but it is the same God who activates all of them in every one. To each is given the manifestation of the Spirit for the common good. To one is given through the Spirit the utterance of wisdom, and to another the utterance of knowledge according to the same Spirit. To another, faith by the same Spirit. To another, gifts of healing by the one Spirit. To another, the working of miracles. To another, prophecy. To another, the discernment of spirits. To another, various kinds of tongues. To another, the interpretation of tongues. All these are activated by one and the same Spirit, who allots to each one individually just as the Spirit chooses. For just as the body is one and has many members, and all the members of the body, though many, are one body, so it is with Christ. For in the one Spirit we were all baptized into one body, Jews or Greeks, slaves or free, and we were all made to drink of one Spirit. Holy wisdom, holy word.
Thanks be to God.
According to St. John, the 20th chapter.
Glory to you, O Lord.
When it was evening on that day, the first day of the week, and the doors of the house where the disciples had met were locked for fear of the leaders, Jesus came and stood among them and said, "Peace be with you." And after he said this, he showed them his hands and his side. And then the disciples rejoiced when they had seen the Lord. And Jesus said to them again, "Peace be with you. As the Father has sent me, so I send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven. And if you retain the sins of any, they are retained." This is the gospel of our Lord.
Praise to you, Christ.
So we're in a new pattern now of reading out of the scriptures, and so we just ask for grace as we all reacclimate to how to do that. And part of that is an experiment today, because I didn't know how to put down the Bible and then go pick up my folder with all my sermon notes. So I'm going to attempt to deliver this just with some bulletin points. Could be a disaster. Good work. We'll see. But if you notice in our text today that we've had this text in our midst before, the second time now in as many months that we have had this text. And it's not the only thing that's repeated. There are a bunch of repetitions going on today. And so I want to talk to you about this mysterious holy doubling occurring today. And to illustrate this point, I'm going to tell you a little-known fact about myself, and that is that I used to have and play the Highland bagpipes. And I could also play the smaller Irish pipes. And I know that's odd for a Lutheran to be the Highland pipes, and I know that it's a very there's a lot of strong opinions when it comes to bagpipes. Some of us think that it's a very beautiful and majestic instrument. And then I've heard it also described as the sound a cat makes when you step on its tail. But I think we would all agree that the instrument is capable of tremendous different sounds in musical expression. And this is where the interesting part comes in, because the bagpipe itself can only play 8 notes. And depending on the scale for any particular song, you are probably only listening to 6 notes. So in those 6 notes, how is it possible to create that plethora of different sounds that are so distinctively a Scottish bagpipe? And that mystery is called the grace note. And the grace note are all those 2 or 3 or 4 notes that are played really quickly before or right after the main note. And those combinations create, of all those different types of grace notes, creates that magical sound that you hear. And if you have not guessed it yet, the most popular grace note is called the doubling. It's when you double something. So you have your main note, another note, back to the main note. It's a doubling. And it is that combination of doublings, of grace notes, combined with all those other notes, that if done correctly, produces a beautiful piece of music. And similarly, we have some really talented musicians here, and if you listen to them play, you're never just listening to that basic couple notes, right? They're playing those notes in combination with other notes in chords, and through that combination of all of those notes, you have a beautiful song like we heard in our prelude, right? It's those combinations together. So it's important to keep in mind now, back up just a little bit, those grace notes don't serve themselves. The grace notes serve the main notes. And the main note doesn't serve itself either, does it? It serves the song. And so, with that being said, and we'll return to this in a minute, let's listen to the doubling of our text. Let's hear these grace notes. We've already mentioned one already. We've heard this song, this text before. This is our first Sunday of Easter text, talking about the night of Easter. Did you catch another doubling? Jesus says, peace, twice. And then we have a third doubling. We have 2 stories of the coming of the Holy Spirit. So these are our grace notes. Pay attention to them. And these 2 different stories of the Spirit coming create a lot of heartburn in our biblical scholars who study the text, because they want to know, when did the Spirit come? Did the Spirit come this night of Easter? Or did the Spirit come 50 days later at Pentecost? And they miss that the simple answer incidentally, is the very same answer we gave one of our ecumenical friends who came to my ordination as we were in the back preparing and divvying up what to do. The person asked, as in a Lutheran congregation, do you say the word one of two ways? Do you say amen or do you say amen? To which, almost unanimously and instantly, we all responded with yes. Did the Spirit come at Pentecost? Yes. Did the Spirit come on that evening in that upper room with Jesus? Yes. And to that is one more mystery. Was the Spirit already there? Yes. These are those grace notes. But remember what I said. The grace note serves the main note, but that main note serves the song. So before we ask a little bit more what these grace notes mean, let's ask, what does this song, what is the song that's being played? And the song that is being played is that now God, through Christ, is reconciling the world back to God. It is the resurrected Christ showing up in this upper room. It is the resurrected Christ breathing life into creation, into the disciples. And we should all hear this echo of Genesis when God breathed life. So God now, again, a moment of new creation, breathing the power and glory of the resurrection into us all. God beginning a new work in us through Christ. This is our song. And so if we return just a moment to those particular doublings of grace notes, we can understand why the Spirit is repeated. The Spirit in our midst is always coming to us. And the Spirit is always here with us. And this is the same mystery that we do every day from baptism to supper. We pray, come, Holy Spirit. Come, bless this water. Bless this child. Come, Holy Spirit, bless this meal. Bless our gifts. And yet, we believe the Spirit is still here, already here. The Spirit is always coming. The Spirit is always here. And the Spirit is always with us. And that brings us now full circle to my children's illustration. The Spirit is with us as a group. And it's with us as a church that that single flame of God's presence and love can be turned into a flame of love for the world. You see how much more we are together. And we're gathered with all of our differences and all of our unique life experiences, and each with a different story and personality and talent and gift. And that Spirit who is always coming, always here, is capable of using in our midst ourselves as a group transforming fire of love for the world. And we are better and stronger together than any individual can be by themselves. And so this is our notes, our grace notes, and our song. God is here with us and for us, always coming with us and to us, always here with us and for us, and always transforming us into a power of love for the world that God loves. Amen.
Amen.
Thank you.
united in the hope and joy of the resurrection, let us pray for the church, the world, and all in need. Passionate God, you sent your spirit through the gifts of fire, wind, and word. As you equip the disciples for their work, equip us to bring the good news to all those who long for you. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Restoring God, wind and flame bring life and destruction throughout the world. We pray for those who work with wind energy, for migratory birds, for protection of lands facing destructive fire, for forestry managers and firefighters. Renew the face of the earth. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Ever-present God, your spirit embraces all. Send your spirit of understanding to immigrants, refugees, and any experiencing language barriers. Bless the work of translators, ESL teachers, ambassadors, and international peace organizations. Safely guide those fleeing war and danger. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Merciful God, you anoint us with your spirit. Bless nurses, doctors, midwives, chaplains, counselors, and hospice workers as they care for those in need. We pray for all who seek your comfort, especially Aaron, Mariah, Jane, Kevin, Mike, Jim, Kelly, Joe, Clifford, Madeline, Ara, Penelope, Twyla, Karen, Brian, Mary, Kimberly family, Colin, victims of the war in Ukraine, earthquake in Turkey and Syria, and people of Furlong Lutheran Church and St. Timothy. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Generous God, you impart a variety of gifts. Set aflame the desire to learn from one another, especially those who differ from us. Make your presence known through missionaries, peace workers, and through the outreach ministries of our synod and community. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Life-giving God, we give thanks for those who have died to new life in you. As we observe Memorial Day, we remember those who died in military service. Comfort all who mourn, and usher in a world where war is no more. Hear us, O God.
Your mercy is great.
Rejoicing in the victory of Christ's resurrection, we lift our prayers and praise to you, Almighty and Eternal God, through Jesus Christ, our risen Lord.
Amen.
May the peace of Christ be with you all.
And also with you.
I invite you now to share this peace of Christ with those around you. We ask you to now stand as we prepare for our meal. The Lord be with you.
And also with you.
Lift up your hearts.
We lift them to the Lord.
Let us give thanks to the Lord our God.
It is right to give our thanks and praise.
It is indeed right, our duty and our joy, that we should in all times and in all places give thanks and praise to you, Almighty and merciful God, through our Savior, Jesus Christ, for fulfilling the promises of the resurrection. You pour out the power of your Spirit, uniting into one body of every nation and tongue. And so, with Mary Magdalene and Peter, and all the witnesses of the resurrection, with earth and sea and all their creatures, and with angels and archangels, cherubim and seraphim, we praise your name and join their unending hymn.
Holy, holy, holy.
Heaven and earth are full of your glory. In the night in which he was betrayed, our Lord Jesus took bread, gave thanks, broke it, and gave it to his disciples, saying, "Take and eat. This is my body given for you. Do this in remembrance of me." And again, after supper, he took the cup, gave thanks, and gave it for all to drink, saying, "This cup is the new covenant in my blood, shed for you and for all people for the forgiveness of sins. Do this in remembrance of me." For as often as we eat of this bread and drink from this cup, we proclaim the Lord's death until he comes.
Christ has died. Christ has risen. Christ will come again.
Therefore, O God, with this bread and cup, we remember the life of our Lord offered for us and believe the witness of his resurrection. We await his coming in power to share with us the great and promised feast. Amen.
Come, Lord Jesus.
Send now, we pray, your Holy Spirit, that we who share in Christ's body and blood may live to the praise of your glory and receive our inheritance with all the saints in light.
Amen. Come, Holy Spirit.
Join our prayers with those of your servants of every time and every place, and unite them in the ceaseless prayer of our great high priest until he comes. Through him, with him, in the unity of the Holy Spirit, all glory and honor is yours, Almighty Father, now and forever.
Amen.
Amen.
Let us pray as our Lord taught us. Our Father
in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial. Deliver us from evil. For the kingdom and the power and the glory are yours, now and
may be seated. This is the feast and gifts of God for the people of God, and all are welcome at this table. If you wish to receive communion in a moment, the usher will come to you. We ask you to come with your hand outreach, extended to receive the elements of bread in your hand. We have gluten-free options upon request. And then you'll come to the place of our wine. The lighter liquid is grape juice. And then we have baskets for when you're done. You can put those in and then return to your seats and let this kind of flowing. We also have a side altar. If you wish to pause for prayer for a longer period of time to have an encounter, we ask you. That is an available option to you. If you wish to just come forward and receive a blessing, just come with your arms crossed and we will say a prayer with you. But no, if you come arms crossed or arms forward, you will be met with the gifts of God at this table, and all are welcome. Amen.
Thank you.
Gracious God, in you we live and move and have our being. With your word and the seal of grace, you have nourished our life together. Strengthen us to show your love and serve the world in Jesus' name.
Amen.
We take this time now to have announcements for the good of the order and all of you in the back of the microphone. So if we have announcements, just raise your hand and they'll bring it to you. It doesn't look like we have any, but I have a couple. I promise it'll be quick. Number one, we have migrated our email system over, so it's possible in that migration that you are receiving church emails into your spam folder. You've had some complaints or some inquiries about not receiving stuff. You are receiving them. They might be in your spam folder, and if you need some assistance in how to access that, please let us know, and we're trying to walk you through that. Reminder that next week for Adult Forum, Mary Ann from the Health Department will be with us to discuss and have an open forum about health priorities for the county. And so if you'd like to be part of that discussion, show up at Adult Forum at 9 o'clock downstairs. There will be an information email going out with different ways to prepare for that, with a survey and some other information. But come join that discussion, and we'll see what type of partnership that we may be able to birth out of those discussions. And then remember, a reminder, because we haven't had many takers yet, and you're all dressed in your red, we're updating our photo board, so please see me or Marion, get your picture taken so we can update that and get that all looking good. And then finally, I promise it'd be quick, but I'm starting in June, a pastoral walk on the beach, 1 p.m. on Thursdays. So you want to just come, hang out, stroll the beach for an hour. We'll be meeting at the church and then going down probably just to Agate Beach and having a walk on the beach. There might be questions, a question of the day for us to ponder, or it might just be like a fun walk together. Four-legged friends are invited, but starting not this Thursday, but starting the 8th, 1 o'clock here. I'll go with whoever is assembled, and we'll go have a walk for about an hour. And with that, let us prepare our hearts for the benediction. The God of all, who raised Jesus from the dead, bless you by the power of the Holy Spirit to live into this new creation.